Welcome back to Is This Fourth Grade? I'm here with
Diggs
and Peyton,
and I'm Bright.
And we're just going to be talking about some pet peeves. So,
Diggs,
you going to go first?
No, okay. You would like to go first.
So, are we just going to... Okay, so I'll say one and then you'll say one.
Yes.
So, no, the
exact one. That's how we do it every time we list something.
Okay, so my first one is when you're trying to play, like, your online game and, like, you're, like, doing really good.
And you're, like, you're like...
I forgot I was saying that.
And your mom
and it doesn't work.
And your parents walk in and they say, pause the game, you gotta take out the trash. You cannot pause online games. Like, you can't just be like, everyone in the lobby, wait, hang on, pause the game.
It'd be great if you could,
okay.
Though.
Okay, no one move. Just stay right there, frozen in time. I gotta go wash the dishes. And then be like, okay, I'm gonna eat. So, yeah, that's my first pet peeve.
Titan, how about you?
Okay, my first pet peeve, I do have glasses, and I know Diggs does too, but no one else here does. And when you put on headphones...
Oh, well...
Why'd you laugh at that?
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, other people in the room. Other unknown people in the room. Anyways, when you put on glasses, well... Okay, you already have your glasses on, but then you put on headphones, and your glasses just go sideways.
Yeah.
And you're like, now, can I see?
Or you try
and then you can see over your glasses on one side, and you can see under them on the other. I know that doesn't make sense to you, Bray, because you don't have glasses.
Or when you try,
but it does.
Try putting your headphones back, and then your glasses just, like, flop all in your head.
Or they just go, or they just go, like,
they
so
really
tight
go, like,
to your head.
They're like this, or...
Yeah.
All right, one of my pet peeves is it probably has to be mismatching clothes. That bothers me so bad if you wear a red shirt and yellow shorts.
Or if you...
Red shorts, or just a different shirt.
Or, like, if someone shows up to school with a polka-dotted shirt and, like,
my
striped
gosh.
Pants.
Yes.
Yes. I hate that. Or when someone has, like... Never mind. Okay, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, that's great.
I'll do another pet peeve. Another pet peeve of mine, sorry, is when somebody says, excuse me, in, like, say, the grocery store, and they just go, mm-hmm. That makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, well, then don't excuse me anymore. I'm just going to walk in your way. Because they're like, yeah, excuse you. When you really could just be like, oh, excuse me.
I hate that.
Yeah,
too.
Because you can obviously tell when
like,
they, like, forgive you.
Yeah,
and when they're
like,
just
oh,
like,
really
yeah,
sorry.
Get out of my way. Mm-hmm.
They're like, I'm
you
really sorry.
Child.
Or they'll just be like.
And you're not even in the way. You're, like, just going behind them.
And
you're like, excuse me. And they're
you're
like,
just being polite. And they're just giving you the
I can
best
be like, move
stare.
Out of my way.
And I mean, if you had a problem with me saying, excuse me, just be like, okay.
I did not ask for your opinion. You do not have to say,
okay,
whatever.
Moving on.
Or just say, you know, okay, apology, not accepted, goodbye, good
reverse
day.
Reverse card.
Exactly.
Days, how about you?
My second pet peeve is,
Well, how about you name two? Because Bray named two.
Yeah.
Well, then,
one.
Yeah.
So I don't have to name another one.
She named two, but I've already named one.
No, but
plus,
I forgot my other three.
Okay, I can say one then. Back to me. Okay, my name is not hard to say at all, but people call me Far when it's not. It's very annoying. So, missing my name is very annoying.
Yeah, because her first name is Fair, but then her middle name is Bray, Braylin. But then she goes by Bray. Very confusing.
What is going on?
It's not. Okay. But
okay. I guess we're just gonna skip Diggs Day.
No, I got mine.
Well, hey, forget. Okay.
This is kind of a little kid one, but my pet peeve. Okay, so our last names are Faulkner. So people would purposely be like, hey, Faulkner. I got so mad at that for some reason, which that fits me now, but still. People was like, hey, Faulkner. And I'm like, I used to be like, it is not Faulkner. It is Faulkner, excuse you. I was like, I don't know why I got so mad after that. So,
okay.
Weird little kid.
My pet peeve, and this is just me. I don't know anyone else who's like this. But when people walk up behind me, it bothers me so much. Like, my whole body just shivers. Yeah. Because I hate when people are behind me.
At the back of my head.
Yes.
I hate it.
And that's why I've always loved being at the very back of the classroom lines, because my last name starts with a Z. So, you know, I'm at the back, so no one is behind me. And it's great.
But then when we hand out papers, you're like, I will be first.
Yeah.
You're like, can we reverse the order?
And no, it gets so old being in the very back, though.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yes. Very sad moment.
Oh, Pike. Oh, you're sad.
I got one. I remember my other one.
We're not even going in order anymore.
For real, which is like, just I found one.
Smacking gum is one of my pet peeves, too. I hate when people...
I thought this was gum.
I mean, when they smack their food or gum, whatever.
I got the chair stuck on that table.
Or people who say, haha, or LOL, but don't actually laugh out loud. Yeah.
What is this podcast episode turned into?
It's all gray. It's all me.
Another one is, so I have a PS4, and the controller is called a DualShock.
Why are you wiping the table?
I don't know. And I hate when you're like, okay, I thought I put it on the charger, and then you, like, get home from school or somewhere, and then you find it on the charger, but it says, DualShock, battery low, and I'm like, bro, like, I know I had it on the charger.
I know.
But I know I had it on the charger, and it's like, no, denied. You did not have it on the charger. And then I have to plug it up while I'm trying to play, and it's like, because... If I do, like, pull up, it's going to be, like, my whole PS4 just...
When people talk over you, that's annoying. I think I can speak for everybody.
Oh, interrupting people?
Yeah.
See, I can't complain about that, because I do that a lot, so...
Interrupting is people?
What?
No. They said interrupting is people.
Interrupting is people.
Is what people
we,
do.
The interrupting people. Oh, another one.
Of the United States.
It's when
I
it's
named
like
two and y'all named like 50.
When you're in a, like, oh my, is when you get set and you're about to go to bed, but you're gonna get on your phone, and you set it on like a different chair or like the table, so you get ready, and then you lay down and you start looking for your phone, and then you realize it's still over there and you don't feel like getting up.
I have lost my phone so many times.
She has. Literally, she's like,
I lost my phone at Marley sleepover.
Yeah.
But okay, no,
it also fell out of the window.
Oh, yeah. We did drop her phone out of a window.
Which our phone was like unbreakable.
It was on the second level when we talked and we accidentally.
No, but I hate that. Like, dude, I got my phone. I knew where I put it. But yet, I still.
I forget my phone right beside me. It's kind of bad.
I'm going to name. Okay. I'm going to name two of mine. Sorry, that's like the school intercom, you know?
Intercom?
We can't tell them to be quiet because we don't want to get fired.
How we get
anyways,
fired?
Mine, my first one, well, my third one would.
We'll be right back.
Okay, anyway.
Would actually be, what was I going to say?
Okay, well, I can help out.
No. Okay, when you call dibs on something, but then someone's like, no, and then play that game.
Double
and then 5 minutes later, they're like, I call dibs on this.
Or like, when bro. You have a sibling that's a very little amount older than you, and they say...
She's talking about me?
They say, if you're older, then you get the front seat. Actually, if you're the youngest...
That's true.
Then you get the front seat.
That's our rule every
time. If you're the favorite, then you get the front seat, which I'm the favorite.
Then you ain't the favorite. I am, because I always get the front seat.
Because you...
Ha. Because I'm faster than you.
I thought you were going to say, because I'm fatter than you. I'm like,
you'll
sit on me.
Yeah, I know for a long time, my older brother got the front seat, because he was older, and he always got there before me. But then he started, now when we get ready for school, he's there 5 minutes in the car after I am, so I get the front seat. Okay.
Nice.
I don't know how many pet peeves we've named, but I think y'all, we just like want to stop it here.
Another one of my pet peeves is when you get a mask, and then, like, obviously because of COVID, and then it like just keeps falling down on your face, and I'm like,
yeah. We're just going to keep going on if we don't
want
to. All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Did you just
interrupt me? I thought that was one of your pet peeves, and you just interrupted me.
I'm doing it on purpose.
How dare you?
What?
That's
well,
disrespectful.
Thank you for that. What? That's the end of our show.
Bye.
So, bye.
Deuces.
Bye.
Come the frog out. Hermit the frog is out, guys.
Peace out.
Peace out. Hermit the frog is out.